Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your opening bell for September 11th, 2025. So let's not forget what happened back years ago, what right really created September 11th. So let's never forget that as a nation. So that's basically when a time we all stuck together. That was kind of good times back there. And next thing, but not least, to Charlie Kirk and his family. God bless you, brother. You did your best, and people are crazy out there. So if you guys would, I don't care if you believe in his views or not, this young man lost his life, and he shouldn't have. So the world's crazy right now, folks. But Charlie, we'll miss you, brother. So without further ado, folks, let's get to today's news. What we got coming today is the CPI. Consumer inflation numbers are coming out today. And what I want to try to do is explain to you guys or create a newsletter to help you understand the data that's coming in and maybe try to give a better forecast than a lot of the analysts are. So here's what my forecast is. I'll get to that in 1 second. I just want to go over today's news, what's coming down the pike. Some of the biggest news we got coming today is the CPI, consumer inflation. We got yesterday was producer inflation. It kind of floored the whole markets, and the markets really didn't react like I thought to it. When you see, you know, a producer inflation, basically the first leg of the inflation front, really taking a dive, that should tell you, okay, maybe inflation isn't going to run out of control. I think it's, you know, in tariffs are inflationary, but it looks like a lot of the manufacturers and the companies are absorbing a lot of this tariff revenue or these tariff spikes. So let's get over to what we're seeing in the news today. The biggest news that's coming out today is the consumer inflation, the CPI. We're going to get 4 readings on that. And then we're also going to get initial jobless claims and continued jobless claims. And they're coming in 4 minutes. So I'll get back to that in a second because I want to show you live market reactions to this. So let's get over to the equity markets. We got the Dow Jones, we got the S&P, and we got the NASDAQ all up, probably in record territories once again, because I think the S&P and the NASDAQ are still hitting record territories. We got oil down, which is fantastic for the consumer inflation, producer inflation, and all the inflation numbers. And then we have the U.S. Treasuries right now. Yields on rates are going up just a tad. Let's see what oil's doing. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's see what crypto's doing for this morning. It's up 880 back to almost 115,000. So cryptocurrency is doing pretty good this morning. So here's the news that we have. So I'm going to give you what the markets are projecting and then what my projections are, because we're going to get the news in 3 minutes. We're going to see how, you know, who's predicting better. And then I'm going to start using this data to help you guys understand, you know, what's coming down the pike. So here's what we're looking at today. We got Thursday. We got yesterday, the producer inflation, and it shocked everybody. The number went from a positive 0.9, then it was revised to a positive 0.7. They thought it was going to cut in half to about 3.5. It actually plummeted to negative numbers. So with inflation levels on the producer side virtually not there, or being absorbed by the manufacturers, what's going to happen with the consumer inflation? That's what we're going to look at here. I want to show you just this before it comes in. I'm going to create this newsletter, and I'm going to post it every Monday, and it'll be down below in the description. We will have this going out to all you guys if you subscribe eventually. We're trying to tweak this, add a little bit of twang to it, and just to help you understand the economic news coming down the pike. So let's get over to the news that we've had and we're having. So right through here, here's 2 news articles I want you to check out. I was featured in both of those, kind of talking over mortgage rates, because you guys are really interested in mortgage rates. That's why you're watching this channel. So, you know, check out these 2 articles I was in over the last couple months on Yahoo Finance. Then here, let's take away the 5 top takes on what the PPI number came in yesterday. Headline PPI, we went over those numbers. So I won't recast those because we have the major numbers that we're looking for right now coming out in 1 minute. So let's go back over to here. Here's what my projections are, the CPI forecast. So what we're going to give you is what it came in last time, what the consensus is, and what we're expecting with the AI that we're creating behind the scenes. So here's what the numbers are. Month over month CPI, all the numbers are 0.2, though, so hopefully it comes in at that. The CPI year over year, they're saying the last reading was 2.7. The consensus is 2.9. We're going to go with a 2.8 handle. The core CPI month over month, 0.3. Everybody's at the same agreement on 0.3. Now here's another place where we deviate. The core CPI year over year, Last reading was 3.1. Consensus is 3.1. We're going to say it's 3%. So we're going to see our accuracy with this. But what I want to show you guys is a lot of other data that we're factoring in this. We're factoring in rent equivalent housing. We're factoring in tanker prices. We're tackling everything into this to help us kind of get a better bead on these numbers than most analysts are doing at this time. So let's go over. Let's see if the markets, if this news hit yet. It did hit, folks. So let's see where we are. So we got core CPI. Came in at 0.3, 0.3, 0.3. We got that right nailed. We got CPI year over year, 2.9 expected. Last reading was 2.7. Did come in right. It is expected, but a little higher than the last reading. Month over month was inflated a little bit higher there. Let's get over to here. This isn't good numbers. Initial jobless claims. We have to span this chart out a little bit. Let's go down through here. These numbers aren't looking too good, folks. Let's get back over to here. So here's what we got. We got to go to the expanded calendar. So I want to see these numbers right through here. Okay, so here's what we got. Continued jobless claims, 1.93. That's okay. It's the same as last reading. We got the core CPI month over month. Analyst expectations, same as last time. We are good there. We are good across the board here. It came in at least with expectations. Year over year, 2.7, expected 2.9. It came in at 2.9. CPI month over month, 0.2. Went to 0.3. It went to 0.4. They were expecting 0.3. So CPI month over month was a little bit elevated than what was expected. Let's go back to our research and see how we did. I don't think we did very good on this one. So let's go over to here. We got year over year CPI handle 2.9. Consensus was accurate there. So I'll do these at the closing bell to let you know how those fared. Let's get over to see how the markets are reacting to this. That's not the pre-markets there. That's Bitcoin. So doesn't look like the markets are that upset about these numbers. Let's go to the Dow Jones equity. No, nothing there. Let's go to the MBSs. MBSs were down 10 a second ago. Now they're rallying up to 2. So we're going to monitor this, how this goes, because this right here, if you're new to my channel, this is the rate that we follow to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. So let's skip over back to the beginning, folks. My name is Dan Frio. What I'm trying to do for you today is explain to you guys what's going on with these and the whys behind it. I have a slogan here. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. I'll show you that at the end of this video. But what I'm trying to explain to you guys today is yesterday, here's what we had. We had the producer inflation came out and it basically shocked the markets because producer inflation actually went negative. Okay, so then we got consumer inflation, and on the CPI month over month, a little inflated, but everything else came in right on point. Initial jobless claims, a little bit elevated there, but the continued claims isn't ramping up there. So we're going to monitor the initial jobless claims to see if these people are able to get jobs so it doesn't keep compiling on top of continued jobless claims. But with continued jobless claims kind of staying steady where it was previously, it's kind of saying, okay, the job market's tight, but the people who are getting let go, they're able to be absorbed back into the jobs market. So let me recap what we got so far over the last 2 days. Producer inflation, it's virtually nil at this point. How? I don't know. Okay, so the only way that can happen is producers and importers and that have to be absorbing the tariff cost because it doesn't look like it's flowing over into this side of the equation. Then when it goes to the consumer side, consumer inflation's basically right on point. We do have the one number CPI year over year that's up it came in a consensus, but the month over month was 0.1 hotter than expected. So these numbers overall, I'm going to give it a thumbs up. The initial jobless claims scares me a little bit, so we're going to continue to watch the continued jobless claims. But this is telling us, Fed, we got a little bit of job struggles right through here. And the inflation front, even though it's a little bit high, it's coming in at point. So it's not really shocking the markets there. So you're going to probably see a market that's virtually going to be stable. They're saying, okay, there's no shock at all in these numbers. So the markets are going to kind of absorb this and say, okay, what's the next catalyst to hit? The next catalyst to hit is the Federal Reserve meeting next week. But let's go over to the bond market. The bond market's loving this right now. Let me refresh this because it's not giving us the chart behind the screens because I want to show you that MBSs are up 17 ticks. Look at this. This is right when the news was announced. That's good news, folks, for the bond market. But like we saw yesterday. What you're normally going to get is an initial reaction like this. So this is meaning the bond market's up 17 ticks. Let me explain to you exactly what that means. Let me make sure we're on the right code too. Here we're on the MBS 5.5. Okay, so the MBSs are up 17 ticks. Let me explain this to you for anybody new out there. When you're trying to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates, we take all this news and we figure out, okay, how is that going to affect these things right through here? Okay, so how you really focus in on these is you have to figure out what element really creates mortgage rates. Okay, so what element really creates mortgage rates is right through here, this bond. This is a mortgage-backed security bond. You can see it right up through there. It says MBS. So this bond, how you understand it is, it's not like a 10-year treasury where it gives you the yield, like the 10-year treasury is right through here. They thought this was going to be at 5% a couple months ago. The markets were skittish. Everybody was fear-mongering. And now rates on the 10-year treasury might hit 4%. We haven't been there, and let's go back a year from here. Let's see if we've been there over, we were a little bit lower back in, September of last year. But other than that, we hit that part a little bit back in May, but the bond market's looking pretty nice right now. So how you analyze this is basically saying, okay, the markets are telling us the Federal Reserve has to cut rates at this point. And let me go over and flip over to why. Here's what the Federal Reserve, here's the Fed monitoring tool, but here's basically the data that the Federal Reserve looks at. Okay, so they go across the board. They control this rate right here. But if you look at inflation, they look at the PCE. Well, if you look at the PPI and the CPI, it isn't ramping up like crazy. It's not going to run, our inflation numbers aren't going to run like they did back, in these times in 2022, where we're going to hit 7-8% inflation. Inflation is still below 3% right now in most cases. But now what the markets are looking at is the unemployment numbers. They're saying inflation, it looks pretty much in check right now. There's no huge spikes there. But then when you go to the unemployment numbers or the employment numbers, that's where you really have to start to focus. Because here we got initial jobless claims. It was much more than expected. But the continued claims aren't rolling over. So now we're saying, okay, we really have to pay attention to this number right through here. Because if people are not able to find jobs and they start compiling here, that's bad news, folks. So the Federal Reserve at this point, they're going to say, okay, inflation, we get it. It's in check. Now, this is our main concern at this point. So my expectations are right now, the Federal Reserve is going to cut. Now, all the rumors you're going to start hearing is, are they going to cut 25 basis points, 50 basis points? I'm still on the track for 25, but let's get over to the market, the CME FedWatch tool, to see what it's telling us. So if you go over to this tool, it's called the CMEgroup.com/markets. You can see what's the Federal Reserve expected to do at the next meeting or next meetings. So let's scroll down through here and let's click the probability right through here and scroll down. Now there's a 91% probability of a 0.25% cut. Everybody's saying at this point, Federal Reserve's going to cut a quarter, then a quarter, then a quarter. That might be the trajectory that we're going to see. But it's all going to be dependent on this news right through here. So my expectations are, yes, they're going to cut a quarter point, and then they're going to sit back and say, okay, we're going to get more and more tariff news, and hopefully at some point we're going to get the news on how these tariffs, are they legal or illegal? That's a whole nother catalyst that we have to climb at that time. So that is my report for today, folks. Now, who am I and what do I do? So hopefully you know by now, but if you don't, you're new to the channel, I'd love to explain what I do because we confuse a lot of people. My name is Dan Frio, folks. I try to come in here each day to help you guys understand what's going on with these and the whys behind it. So today's why was a lot of the economic news that we just provided. We got the consumer inflation on the CPI. We got month over month, year over year, and that's what we got. So let's break these down independently just so you understand what's what. So the core CPI means they stripped out food and energy. Month over month means obviously it's month over month. That's staying steady. Okay, so that's good. Same thing on the year over year. So core, all core means is they stripped out food and energy because it's really volatile. You go to the CPI number went from 2.7. They were expecting it to go to 2.9 and it did. Okay, so usually when you hit market expectations, markets really don't, there's no knee jerks. The only number that really, I guess, shocked is the CPI month over month. So we'll monitor this, but it could be absorbed over time. But the last reading was 0.2. This number was expected to come in at 0.3. It came in at 0.4, a little bit elevated, but this is the number I don't like. This is the number where, is the job market really going to start deteriorating from this point? And hopefully these numbers get a little more accurate at this point because we just lost 990,000 jobs in the report this week, and it's like, where did they go? So the jobs, the initial jobless percentage might tick up if you just lost a million jobs, possibly, but that's what the markets are looking at right now, and this is what you need to focus in on if you're trying to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it. So folks, my name is Dan Friel. I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer throughout the entire country as well as Puerto Rico. I work at a bank that provides me that license. The unique thing about our bank is we have a slogan, and I created it. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, check out this video. I put it yesterday. I do live events each Wednesday to show you how. But what we do is my bank is set up with over 30 different lenders to help you. How does it work? Well, if you go to my website, you're going to put in your application if you're looking to buy or refinance. We're going to pull your credit one time. Then what's going to happen is we're going to get you approved. And then we're going to start analyzing. We have our bank and 33 other lenders. We can use their programs and their rates. Okay, so one program that we have is right through here. So if you're looking for down payment assistance, don't get one. Please don't get one that you have to pay back, because it's going to make it very difficult for you to refinance. So make sure you get one like this. This will give you up to $7,000. You don't have to pay it back. There's no lien. You don't have to worry about when you refinance paying this thing back, because it's virtually free money. If you're looking to refinance, folks, this is a tab right here, not this one, but this tab right here through here will tell you, let you tell me what interest rate you want to refinance. So let's say you're at 7 and you want, hey, Dan, when rates hit 6, let me know. What I'm going to do is I'll send you a personalized video. We're going to go over the rate, the payment, the fees, your break-even point, and break the whole thing down so you understand it. If you want to lock in, get the paperwork started, we'll do that. If you want to wait for rates to go a little bit lower, we can do that as well. So that's how all this works, folks. If you're looking to buy a house, please check out that video. But otherwise, check out our website, therateupdate.com, to find more about me and my team. Thanks for watching. That is my morning report. Hope you learned something, because we showed you live. We'll do one last recast. Markets are looking pretty darn good, and the MBS markets did a complete turnaround. It was down 10. Now it's up 7. Pretty good market so far. I'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day, folks. Thanks for watching. Have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.